The oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico is heartbreaking to watch, but it is not just about what we see. Our diets are about to be affected also, with a third of the coastal region now closed off to fishing. Ewell Smith is the executive director of the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board. He joins us from his home in New Orleans. Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure to have you. First, though, we're going to turn to WNYC radio reporter Lisa Chow, who joins us here in the studio. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lynn.
So you've been reporting on the effect of the Gulf oil leak on the fish supplies in the New York City area. What have you found?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I basically walked the Fulton Fish Market. It's the largest market in North America. And it really depends on who you talk to. I talked to lots of suppliers, but it depends on where you're buying fish from. And I found one supplier who was buying a lot of his oysters from the Gulf, and he said in the past, he would basically bring in and sell 50,000 oysters a week. And now it's down to 3,000. And actually, the 50,000 is just totally wiped out. The 3,000 he found through other sources, essentially. And here is his tape.
What happens is that Gulf oyster was like a good oyster at a generic price. And guys have to now reinvent the menus all the way down to the little Chinese buffet. They're feeling the hit, too. You know, and then the consumer feels it. They don't know they're feeling it, but they're feeling it.
That is just so sad.
He's feeling it.
Yeah. I mean, just
he's 50, definitely
feeling you said 50, 30, 50,000 down to three. It's just awful.
Right.
So, all right. But so they can get their oysters from other places around the country. The question is, can those Gulf oysters really be replaced by those from another region?
Well, I mean, it's a different price point oyster, actually. The oysters that he was selling in the Gulf were cheaper. He has to source elsewhere, Maine, Canada, Virginia, and they're a little bit more expensive. He's actually part of a class action lawsuit right now against BP for loss of income. He says he's losing about $10,000 a week in profit from not having these Gulf oysters.
You also, Lisa, went and spoke to the executive chef of the Grand Central Oyster Bar, which a lot of visitors to New York
yes.
have certainly been to.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Well, you know, the interesting thing here is that Sandy Ingber, who is the chef there, he doesn't buy oysters from Louisiana, from the Gulf, but he's also feeling the impact because essentially, if you look at consumption of oysters in the U.S., 70% come from the Gulf. So once that supply is taken out, it puts price pressure on other areas. So he said he's seen a 10% increase in the oysters he's buying
in price.
From the West Coast and from north of Virginia.
Right. Well, let's go down. Stay with us here, Lisa. Let's go down there to the Gulf now. Ewell Smith, $2.4 billion worth of fish business, seafood business in Louisiana. First of all, is the fish from your region safe to eat?
Yes. We turn to, first of all, we still have 70% of our shoreline is open. And about 139 miles of our coast has actually been impacted in the precautionarily closed areas, which is, but let me put that in perspective, we have over 7,600 miles of coastline. So it's a very, very small area that's actually been impacted when you put it in those terms. We are relying on, we turn to the experts. We work with NOAA Fisheries. We work with the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, Department of Environmental Quality, Department of Health and Hospitals, and the FDA. And all those agencies have been testing at unprecedented levels. And so far, thank goodness, everything has come back with a clean bill of health.
Well, Ewell Smith, executive director of the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board, I should say, joining us from New Orleans. How do you get that message out to people when they are glued to their TV sets looking at that horrible image of the oil gushing out? How do you let them know?
The challenge is becoming, the longer this goes on, the harder the challenge is becoming for us because our brand is getting damaged severely across the United States because of those images. Along the coast, people are a little more tuned in, and they're tuning into that message more, and they understand it. We actually had a peak in sales across the restaurants in Louisiana, and I'm sure in the other Gulf Coast states, because they're afraid they're not going to get seafood, so they're going out and eating the seafood as much as they can. So, that, you know, we get it along the coast, but But as you go further north of our state, that message gets muddy because they do see these images. And I understand
it does.
That.
It does indeed. And the impact, of course, is not just affecting the Gulf. It's in seafood markets across the country. Listen to Roger Berkowitz, who is the president and CEO of the company called Legal Seafood, a restaurant based in Boston.
Because there is not a source of supply out of the Gulf, some of the buyers there might be trying to buy some less expensive product out of China, as an example, but that's having a domino effect on the pricing. Whereas we don't see that much of an increase this time of the year, we are now seeing shrimp price increases of about 25%.
And that's exactly what Lisa Chow found here at the Fulton Fish Market in New York. Ewell Smith, are you worried about losing your business to China?
That is going to be our biggest concern as you look at once the prices go up, you open the doors up for a volume of imports. We had that challenge following Katrina, and once we lose those markets, it's extremely difficult to get them back. So we're trying to do everything we can to keep our markets alive that we do have for the 70% of our coastline open for those fishermen that can go fish. This is going to have great impacts across the United States, the entire economy, not just the seafood that you're going to get in the restaurants.
Indeed it is. And Lisa Chow back here in New York, the seafood distributors you talk to, what are they doing about the future?
Right now, actually, their big concern is that the contamination moves northward and hits the Carolinas. So I think people are just looking to source elsewhere right now. I mean, they're looking for other places.
Other markets. Lisa Chow, WNYC, our flagship station here in New York. Thanks to you. And Ewell Smith, Executive Director of the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board. John, this story is just going to get worse and worse for everybody.
If fish survive the oil, they get to end up on our plates. Poor fish, man. I'm telling you, seafood, terrible way to make a living.